Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Probably went a little too much on the setup, the vape setup, if you know what I'm talking about. Probably, sometimes it just hits me a little bit differently when you hit the old vape, if you know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, Tuttle. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail or even call me live on the show, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Got an interview coming up at 7:30 with Holly Hester. I tell you, Holly's hot. Holly Hester, she wrote a book called Higher Living. Gonna have her on the show for a few and visit with her, find out what she's got going on and her book. So I think this is an interview you're gonna definitely want to catch. You guys, you can help me out. Help out the cause. You can cheer bits on Twitch. You can super chat on YouTube, whatever it may be. You can easily do all that stuff. This is something that I wanted to talk about. Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge talked about me recently. Colton, my best friend Colton, ended up sending this to me. Hold on.
Hey, that I'm going to come to you.
So, you guys all know that I've been a dick. I've been an asshole when it comes to radio shows or stations that I end up getting fired for. I end up self-destructing, self-sabotaging myself. And then when I end up getting fired or whatever, I have a meltdown. Then I just go after the host that gave me all the opportunities. By the way, pretty great segue. At 1 o'clock tomorrow, you won't be able to see it live, but it will be on tomorrow's Tuttle Daily Podcast, my interview with Russ Rollins. I'm doing an interview with Russ. And I'm taking the angle with Russ is this is going to be an interview for fans of talk radio. I'm going to do an interview that I think all of you guys are going to like. If you're a fan of podcasting, talk radio, FM talk radio in general, this is an interview you're not going to want to miss. I've been preparing for this interview for quite some time, and I promise you this interview is an interview you're not going to want to miss. Because I've worked with some of the biggest radio names, biggest radio shows in Central Florida. I know the business. I got to see what happened behind the scenes. Here, let me read exactly what Russ texted me. And I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to be a dick with my questions or anything. But one of the last texts I got from Russ, see you at 1. I will like that. I'll answer anything. Nothing is off the table. Guys, I mean, don't dare me, but I'm not going to do anything to put Russ in a bad light, but I am going to ask some tough questions. Oh, there are a lot of tough questions that I have, but it's fair questions, and it's going to be recorded. It's going to be recorded, so it's not going to be live, so I think I'm going to feel a little bit more comfortable. I'm not going to hold back. So I'm going to interview him tomorrow at 1, and it will be available on to see, because I didn't plan on doing a show tomorrow. So if I can get this interview done at 1, get it trimmed up front end, back end, I might just air it for the show tomorrow at 7. Because tomorrow I'm going to go see Lauren Petrullo, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to learn how to fence. But, you know, I did Russ dirty. I did Bubba dirty. I did. Now, the last time I think I've been pretty cool. I have. Maybe I pissed off some of the people or stations that he's on. I get it. I'm not mad at Bubba at all. I had a great time hanging out with him at the Tampa Tarpons minor league game. Even though they didn't play, it was a great time. But Colton was like, man, Bubba had some really great things to say about you. And I texted Bubba. I texted Bubba and told him how much I appreciated it. And he said he was going to give me a call this week. So whatever happens, happens. I'm just glad that I'm on good terms with Bubba. I'm glad I'm on good terms with Russ Rollins. But this is Bubba the Love Sponge talking about me.
Lummy, are you afraid that I'm going to come to you and say, Lummy, I don't need you anymore, buddy?
I mean, I could have pulled the video and stuff, but I just thought it would be okay to play the audio.
200%.
Is there anybody that really thinks, and the end of the day, I would ever say that? Let me ask you a question. When's the last person I fired?
This is actually a great question. But as soon as I didn't even know what the audio was about when Colton sent it to me. But as soon as I was like, me, I'm the last person you had to fire. You know, Bubba didn't even fire Manson. Manson quit. And I know a lot of people are going to give me hate for that, but technically, Bubba did not fire Manson.
That would be an interesting question. Everybody quits. What?
I've quit. I have. No, wait, did I? No, technically, I was not. I've never quit. I have never quit Bubba's show. Now that I'm thinking about this, I have never quit Bubba the Love Sponge show. And I know a lot of people are going to bring up that I quit before one of the Bubba Salt competitions. I was not working for Bubba at the time. I was actually the producer of Drew Garabo's In Your Face show and Spice Nights at the time. So I've never quit. I've always been fired. Bubba the Goats. I need daily shows. You make my work mornings before the BTLS show more enjoyable. So do you watch them after the show's done and you watch them overnights? Because I think that's actually pretty cool. I think that is really, really cool. So once again, if you're just joining the show, I'm playing audio. I'll back it up a little bit. This is Bubba the Love Sponge talking about the last person he fired, and it was me.
That would be an interesting question. Everybody quits. When's the last
Sometimes
person?
They even come back.
I think it might have been Tuttle.
Yes, it was. Hey, Ron Bartosz. I mean, well, damn it, I just said your name and everything. But if you want to call in, do you need a little bit of advice from another person that has a lot of bad days? I mean, you can call in if you want to. I would love to talk to you. If you think it would help you, Ron, I would be more than happy to talk to you. Call in. 407-270-3044.
When he came back, when he came back.
Stuck in Dion's tub. You know what? I love that. Talk to me, Pat. Talk to me. You got to be a real Bubba fan to get that one.
Remember, and he after the Funny Farm, Lummy, and he got clear up in my ass.
Yeah,
and he tried to turn it around. By the way, I have no problems with Tuttle.
Man, that's a that I haven't heard that in a while. Because let's be honest, I think I've always annoyed Bubba. I'm just a mess. I used to be a train wreck. And I think he tolerated
today,
it.
Today, you know, like, cool.
He's
Tuttle,
very well mannered.
Tuttle is, you know what? Him getting sober.
This made me cry.
Changed his life.
No, Tuttle's doing really well.
Yeah. He is doing,
I'm so glad he is.
I am so fucking proud of him.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
And I'm going to start doing.
Bubba said that he was so fucking proud of me. I mean, that means a lot. Hold on, guys. I gotta rewind that a little bit because I gotta hear that again.
After the funny farm, Lummy, and he got clear up in my ass.
Yeah.
And he tried to turn it around. By the way, I have no problems with Tuttle today.
No, Tuttle's like, cool.
He's
Tuttle,
very well mannered.
Tuttle is. You know what? Him getting sober changed his life.
No, Tuttle's doing really well.
Yeah. He is doing. He.
I'm so glad he is.
I am so fucking proud of him.
Yeah.
Man. I don't think you guys know what that means to me, like how much that means. Raymond B, you're a part of that core Bubba group still, in my opinion. Well, thank you, Raymond. No, but I'm excited about the prospects of doing some exclusive content on Bubba's social media, podcast-wise, whatever he needs me to do. I'm down. Because I would be an idiot not to want to do that, right? Like, I'm working a full-time job, but this is still my passion. And, of course, I would love to see it grow.
He's doing great.
And I'm going to start doing some content with him. Him and Colt, he's going to start coming over, like, once a Friday to stay at Colton. And then we're going to do, like, a little show, like a little podcast deal, me, him, and Colton just fucking around. And I don't know when that starts, but we've kind of thrown it around. I got to get with Blitz and scheduling and all that kind of deal.
I mean, you just got to give me a little bit of a heads up. That's it. I mean, that's all I need. It's double bonus because I usually go to Tampa once a month to hang out with Colton. I got to blow a timeout at least once a month and go over and hang out with Colton, do something, get out of the house. If I didn't, man, it would be bad.
But that being said, I think that was the last person that I fired.
At least I got that stat. Well, thanks to Bubba. Thank you, Bubba, for the kind words. It definitely mean a lot. It definitely meant a lot. It did. Stuck in Dion's tub. No, I think it was from like a week, maybe a week and a half ago. But Stuck in Dion's tub, he says, was this from today? No, about a week and a half ago. It was on one of the after shows that he did. Maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Not absolutely sure. I got to get some water. Allergies have been bothering me. And also, the vape setup, if you know what I'm talking about. But I got my guest, Holly Hester. She's going to be on at 7:30. But this is a story I wanted to talk about. Look, I don't want anybody to think that I'm not saying that this crime isn't a tragedy, but it could have been avoided. Easily could have been avoided. This kid was killed, and I don't know if he was wearing it or his friend was wearing it. Either way, the guy's wearing a $7,000 necklace. He got robbed. And I'm sorry, if you're wearing that type of jewelry around, I'm not saying it's right, but you're kind of inviting it. You're almost asking for it. And I've never, ever gotten why people like to flash off what they have when they're out. Because also, they explain it in the story, but this is a murder, a death that could have been easily avoided.
A family left grieving and demanding answers after their 20-year-old son was shot and killed in a robbery.
Jordan Cappuccino was shot Saturday morning after police say he and a friend chased after a group that stole a gold chain from them at gunpoint.
Is that good to have the last name Jordan Cappuccino? Or is that a pimp last name to have, Cappuccino?
Tonight, one of those suspects is in jail. Cappuccino's family speaking tonight only on two. Our Bill Barajas has their message from downtown Houston.
I just noticed that. Wait, hold on.
Only on two.
Yo.
Our Bill Barajas has their message from downtown Houston.
Hold on. God damn it. You remember I almost cut my finger off. Look at the curves on homegirl.
Man. Suspects is in jail. Cappuccino's family speaking tonight only on two. Our Bill Barajas has their message from downtown Houston. Bill?
Jordan Cappuccino's family says they want justice. They say Jordan's death was senseless and they want everyone involved or connected to his murder off our streets and behind bars.
Jordan.
How old do you think? I mean, early 20s, right? Early 20s. You would have to say that.
So much.
Laura and Joel Cappuccino are hurting. They were inconsolable at times as they struggled to cope with the death of their youngest child.
He was my world. He was my world.
Jordan Cappuccino was the youngest of six. They described him.
Damn. There was some sex going on there.
As a good man with a big heart.
Jordan was loving, caring, young man. He would help anybody out.
Cappuccino was shot and killed early Saturday morning. Houston police say.
Did you hear those key words of what he said? Jordan would help everybody. All right. I mean, that's good. That's good. It's good. But I also have a don't get involved policy. And I know a lot of you guys, I've talked about, if somebody's out drowning in the ocean, I'm not going out there. Not going out there to try to save them. Maybe if it was a kid. But I'm not going to put my life on the line. Because the first thing, when you go out to, you know, save a drowning person, they'll try to pull you under. Also, another reason, I don't stop and help people change tires. Now, you're just putting risk on yourself that you're going to get struck by a distracted driver. Guess what? I also do not help turtles cross the road. No, not doing it. Man, no, Stuck in Dion Sub. Also, the other thing, good chance, you know, Stuck in Dion Sub brings up a great point. Never help anyone on the side of the road. Yeah, you definitely get robbed. 100%. I also don't help turtles cross the road. Just another chance that I could get hit. I don't get involved. I have my concealed carry permit. Guess what? If I'm in a store, I'm not going to go looking for the gunman. I'm going out the back door. I'm going through the meat department. I'm doing whatever. I'm doing whatever that I have to do. I want to have my concealed carry just in case I get cornered somewhere and I have no other choice, but I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm not. And this is what got Jordan killed.
Cappuccino and his friends.
Well, also lack of judgment.
We're in the parking lot of a bar in North Houston when they were approached by a group of men who robbed them for a necklace. The necklace, which you can see in this picture.
Big Mike. All right. So, does it make me a bad guy that I'm going to ask the question? Because I did ask, how old did you think that these people were? Got to be in the 20s. Early 20s, mid-20s. What's a 20-year-old doing with a $7,000 necklace? How did Big Mike come across this necklace? And I know you got to be careful with cancel culture and all that stuff. And I know people will try to cancel me because I'm being racist or something. I'm not. This is not a racial thing. This is, what is a 20-year-old doing with the $7,000 necklace? Because he's probably selling drugs. I mean, a weed dealer might be able to afford that, but let's be real, people. There is some other shit going on here. If Big Mike is blowing $7,000 on a necklace, and who's to say if it's even worth $7,000? Yeah, I mean, Bubba lost everything. I just saw that. He looks like a dumbass that played Call of Duty and did not know real thugs will light your ass up over a 20 spot. And yeah, and you're walking around with a $7,000 necklace. Now, I don't think the kid that got killed, and this makes it even dumber. I think, hold on, let's listen to the rest of this and what happened to Big Mike.
Belonged to a friend. Investigators say it's...
Wait, was he wearing it? Hold on, let me rewind this here.
See in this picture, belonged to a friend. Investigators say it's worth about $7,000.
I bet it's not.
Detectives tell us Jordan and his friends followed the men responsible in their own vehicles, but...
Rule number one. If somebody is going to stick you up with a gun to take your $7,000 so-called $7,000 chain and you're dumb enough, dude, I'm telling you right now, I don't care how good of a friend it is. If you get your $7,000 chain snatched, I'm not getting in a car where you expect me to go chase down people that just held you up with a gun. So even if this wasn't this kid's chain, he made the fatal error of getting in the car and chasing somebody that stole. And that's the other thing. I'm sorry. Even though it's not your chain, you also got to realize if I'm hanging out with a dude that's got a $7,000 chain on. Oh, not to mention, let's be honest. I guarantee you the people that robbed him are friends of his. Because I would almost guarantee you Big Mike was posting his Big Mike necklace all over social media, probably did videos, probably even told everybody how much it was worth. I would be willing to bet you there is a connection with this robbery. And you probably, like, advertise. You remember Bubba used to get mad at B-Fud. Even though B-Fud didn't have all that money, he used to post pictures of, like, money laid out on a bed and stuff. He was like, I just got paid, y'all. Bubba got so mad at him. He was like, dude, somebody in Tampa, Clearwater, they will come and they will rob you. You just don't do that, man. You can't.
Were trapped by the suspects in a cul-de-sac near Maybank Drive and Silver Road. Police say the suspects opened fire, killing Cappuccino, his truck ending up right here against this tree.
We will find who did this. I said, Lord, you have the last say so in a lot of things. You take the wheel and bring everybody who is responsible.
All right, so... is it going to make me a dick to, and I hate to say this, but I'm just going to say it. I really don't care. This woman is asking God to step in and, bring the people that killed your son to justice. Well, okay. Well, where was God? Where was God when your son got just murked? He got killed by his op, and he's dead because he was dumb, and he started chasing somebody over a stupid $7,000 chain. And now you're going to ask God to deliver the people that killed your son. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm good.
Responsible to justice.
I feel so bad for this woman. But I don't know. You know, a lot of people say having anxiety is a bad thing. You know, I've been reading more and more about anxieties, people that have mental issues and stuff, people that deal with depression. I was reading somewhere, people with high anxiety, people that have depression and stuff, that they're more in touch with the world. They know how the world really, really is. And all the people that don't have anxieties, the ones that aren't depressed, the ones that don't deal with all that stuff, they're the ones that have just, they've become safe. They become safe in their life every single day. And they've become complacent. I really do think that people having anxiety and stuff is that they're more alert. They always got their head on a swivel, and that's why I don't take those type of chances. And it's just, you know, you got to be smart. Like, I used to run down US 1 here in Volusia County, and then I see stories about this guy just randomly in Memphis going around and shooting people for no reason at all. And I would rather just do more laps around the neighborhood and not get out there, less chance of me getting shot and stuff. Am I the only one when I go into a movie theater, I know exactly where the exit doors are, and that was all because of the Batman shooter. You know, the guy that during the Dark Knight walked into the movie theater and started shooting that up? Yeah, bet your ass I know where the damn exits are. I literally know where the exits are all the time. I mean, I really don't know. Let me get to some of these chats. Twisted Movie, good company. I use it. If I ever defend myself and someone dies, I don't answer a single question. No, you should never answer a single question until you talk to a lawyer. You just don't do it. Bubba lost everything. He might he lit up a family of four by mistake, not charged. I don't know. It's just, you got to be that way, and it's sad. Stuck in Dion Sub says, my wife does that everywhere we go. Look for exits. Not King COVID. Hello, Tuttle. I'm a lurker. Always watch. Hey, man. Thank you, Not King COVID. Is that a play on, well, it's Nat King COVID. So, Nat King Cole. I got it. I'm sorry. You got to realize I'm blind. Bubba Lost Everything says that I pre-stamp my condoms just in case. Also, Dave Bowers, as time gets worse, you might see grocery stores getting shot up too. Well, I mean, that is happening. It is. I mean, it happened up in Buffalo. People are becoming more angry, especially on the Florida roads. I do not road rage in Central Florida. My best advice is don't road rage on any Florida road. Because I saw some guy just absolutely empty a magazine through his front windshield because somebody cut him off. Well, to his credit, the guy that cut him off, well, the guy behind him also was honking his horn, flipping the bird. And then the guy in front of him brandished a weapon, and then the guy that got cut off just didn't even hesitate. Pulled his gun out of his waist and just emptied an entire magazine right through the front windshield. And that's why I don't road rage. It's not worth it. It isn't. I mean, back in the day, yeah, I would be like, yeah, I'm not going to let this motherfucker get away with it. But no, what do I care? So what? You got in front of me. So what? You're probably going to get to your destination a minute earlier. It's not worth it. It really is not worth it. 7:28. Got about 2 minutes. My guest, Holly Hester, should be joining me. I hope Holly. See, I'm always worried about when I have guests on, if they listen to the beginning of the show before they come on. I wonder, because I have had guests cancel on me a lot, and I'm sure that they've listened to it. They listen before they come on, just to see what type of mood I'm in. Anybody want to take bets? I think maybe if Holly Hester was listening to the beginning of this show, she is, I don't know, I hope she will. Vulture did say she registered pretty quick. And I did prep. And by prep, I actually did some research. For the most part, I just try to get the bullet points. Holly Hester. Just Google, if you guys want to see a picture of Holly Hester, hold on, let me see. See if you guys can see. Take a little bit. That's Holly Hester. Wrote a book called Higher Living. You just Google Holly Hester, Higher Living. I'm already giving her plugs, and guess what? She probably won't even call in now. I hope she does. So tomorrow, if you're just joining, 1 o'clock, it'll be for the tomorrow night show. I'm going to have Russ Rollins on doing an exclusive interview. I promise you, you're not going to hear another interview like this that Russ Rollins has ever done. I mean, he kind of like poked me in the chest a little bit there. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be a dick at all. But he did say, I will like that. When I told him I wanted to do a radio style type interview for FM talk radio fans. And he said, I'll answer anything. Nothing is off the table. So I'm excited about that. If you guys like, I don't need them. Seriously, I got like 3 pages of questions. Yeah, Russ Rollins, Stuck in Dion's Sub. Russ Rollins going to be on the show tomorrow night. It'll be a recorded interview. Doing it at 1 o'clock because I'm going over to learn how to fence with Lauren Petrullo. I think I'm going to go have boba tea with her. And then we're going to go learn some fencing. Well, Stuck in Dion's Sub, if you miss it, I'm going to isolate just the interview itself. And I'm going to just put that up where people will be able to just watch it. Because seriously, if you're a fan of talk radio, because I want to get his thoughts on the industry, some of his fellow broadcasters and stuff. I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of you guys, because let's be honest, I talked about this earlier. I'm a student of radio. I've worked with a lot of Central Florida radio legends. Yeah, they are good. Stuck in Dion's Sub. I know that they're good. But I want to talk to Russ. I want to talk to him about, yeah, they are Stuck in Dion's Sub. I know for a fact they are. Like I want to ask what Russ thought of Bubba when he first met him the first time. I want to talk to Russ about after Bubba got kicked off of Clear Channel after the Janet Jackson thing. I want to talk to him about that. How was it filling the shoes of Bubba Love Sponge after he got fired by Clear Channel for indecency and stuff? And I know they're all good, but like, because you got to admit, rest of them were killing it in Orlando, but those were big shoes to try to fill in the Tampa area. So that's what I would like to talk to him about. I would like to get his thoughts on a lot of things going on in radio. So I'm going to do that interview tomorrow at 1. But if you guys would like to send in some questions, if you want to put some questions in the chat room right now, you can. They're really good ones. I'll definitely remember them. But like I said, I don't need them. But if you guys see, some of the listeners come up with some of the best questions. So I don't think, you know what? I'm not saying this chick's name anymore until she shows up. Man, that's some bullshit. I'm not even going to be mad, but I did. You know what? I made a rookie mistake there. I gave her the payoff before she even called into the show. Wait, what's her name? Holly Hester. Sorry, guys. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I should have already done this. Holly Hester. I just did it again. Right here. All right. Let me see. She got her Facebook page. Yeah, I know. It probably did. I'm almost sure that it did. Let me. Hey, Holly, you're late for your interview. How many followers she got? She got 436. I agree, dude. She is hot. She really is. Oh, she hasn't posted since 20. She ain't getting anything from there. What the hell, man? Whatever. I'm done. Man, Holly, you let me down. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to another story here. Let's see. No, that's work. That's work-related stuff there. Let me go. Hold on. So I got $7,000 chain fake. Oh, this is a great story. What up, Fozzie? This is a great story because I've been there before. Back in the day, I would maybe sometimes if I was smashing the Adderalls too hard and I burned through my prescription. Trust me, yeah, I definitely bought Adderall off the street. I most certainly did. But man, oh man, this is the biggest counterfeit Adderall drug seizure. And I don't want you to think they were just candy pills. No, they had meth and fentanyl in them.
The Fed seized what could be a record number of pills. Good evening, everyone. I'm Tamara Sakarczyk.
And hello once again, everyone. We're glad you're here. I'm Dan Janik. Hundreds of thousands of dangerous pills worth millions of dollars on the streets. The iTeam's Brian Crandall has the new details and a warning for you from the feds.
More than 660,000 pills made to look like the ADHD medication Adderall, but fake and laced with meth.
I can spot the fakes. Because, I mean, if you've ever chopped up an Adderall, you look at the imprints and you know exactly what's a forgery or not. You could tell. I've found forgeries. Trust me, meth doesn't give you the same kicker that Adderall does. It doesn't.
Street value of $4.6 million.
Good morning.
U.S. Attorney for Rhode Island Zachary Cunha says it's the most counterfeit Adderall pills seized in the country, and they were found in Cumberland.
The quantity of methamphetamine represented by this seizure, methamphetamine that was packaged, prepped, and ready to flow out onto the...
Man, if you can get your hands on a press, I wonder, it's got to be against the law to even have one of those in your possession. Even if you're not making, hold on. There we go. Gotta wait for, I see Holly there. Hey, Holly.
Oh.
Hey, Holly. How are you? You there, Holly? Holly. Hello. Me. Holly.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me, Holly?
Hello.
Yeah. Holly, can you hear me? Man. Oh, by the way, my finger does feel and look a lot better. Holly. Oh, I was speaking about Bubba. Holly. There's a connection for you.
Street to devastating effect in our communities.
I'm going to get back to this story. Holly, please call back in, please.
Is staggering.
The bust, which included pill presses that could crank out 10,000 in an hour, plus some fentanyl, crack cocaine, and guns, happened in March. And the suspect, 27-year-old Dylan Rodas of Cumberland, has been locked up since then. The feds...
Man, 660,000 fake Adderall pills. Oh, here we go.
As Rodas has agreed to plead.
Hey, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Holly?
Good.
Where are you at?
I am actually in my backyard.
Oh, yeah. What part of the country do you call your home state?
Right now, both California and Texas.
California and Texas?
Yes. It's
and this
very,
is
very
live. Yes,
live.
It is live. If that's what you're about
oh,
to ask.
Oh, it is live. Okay. Can we possibly maybe reschedule? I thought there was just the interview portion of it to make sure I'm a good fit or something.
No. I do all my things live. I mean, I've been doing a lot of show prep, and you know, wanted to learn about you and stuff. I got all types of great questions, so I don't need a test run to see if you're a good fit. I'm down to interview right now.
Oh, okay. Well, my sister is actually delivering her baby right now,
uh-huh.
And I'm on standby. Mm-hmm. I had no idea about that part. Like I said, this is kind of just a.
I mean, we were doing it either way at 7. So like.
Sure. Oh yeah, absolutely. I thought that this was just a. Just an interview to do that. That's very nice of you. I didn't know that you just brought people on the show. That's very nice of you.
I mean, that's all I do is live radio and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had no idea. Okay. So, could we, I hate to just ask this, but
yeah, I mean, Holly, I mean, if I'm just being honest, I think that this is a little unprofessional. I'm just being upfront, but I mean, you know, it is a lot. It's a very unprofessional. I had my stuff all prepared for this show. You know, like, you don't even look like you're ready to go on standby to go help your sister out with a baby and stuff right now. And like, you look like you've been out back doing yard work. Yeah. What the fuck? Does anybody believe for a minute? Did you hear how much she stuttered? Seriously, did you guys hear how much she was stuttering? Because, you know what? You guys want to have some fun? Here we go.
Guilty to possession with intent to deliver.
This usually does not work. So if you guys can tell me if the audio starts going bad, let me know, because I wanted to show you some of the stuff that I was going to interview her about. This Holly Hester is the biggest shyster evangelical fraud that I have ever heard of. And by fraud, in my opinion, she is a fraud. She is a fraud, fraud, fraud. And when I show you some of the guys, literally, when I show you some of the ridiculous ass videos with Holly Hester, I'm going to go to this one video. I think I sent it to Vulture. Give me one second, guys. Oh, here we go. Holly Hester. You guys want to see Holly Hester's? Well, here, before we get into the shyster part, any of you guys want to see Holly Hester's demo reel, her sizzle reel as an actor? Guys, we can go into that. Oh, there's an echo. God damn it! Give me one second, guys. Hold on. Echo, how's it sounding now, guys? Is it okay or is it bad? Because I can turn the mic off whenever it's playing. But I want you guys to see this. Hold on, let me turn that down. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. All right, so I just skipped it. Yeah, it's rough. All right, you know what? Then I'm not going to, my computer just can't handle it. All right. So I'm just, you know what? I'm going to play this because Holly just pissed me off. She pissed me off and I can't let her get away with that. I can't. Can any of you guys please, like, was I being a dick? Here, let me open back up, the Google Voice. Was I off basis there, guys? Seriously. She did not look like she was prepared at all for that interview. I know she did. But when I just call in 407-270-3044. I would love to hear your comments. Was I off basis? She did not want to do that. And I know the only reason, she forgot about it. She forgot about it. And even if it was an interview to see if we work, no, that's not what we do. It's not what we do. So either way, you were supposed to be connected to the link that we sent you. You should have been on at 7. You weren't prepared. I don't think you're dumb enough to think that this was not going to be on. This was an interview before the end. No. It's not. That's not what it was going to be. Jesus Christ. Give me a second, guys. Let me see what it sounds like now. Because I can easily look it up, and I knew that was going to be a problem. Yeah, it is bad. Thank you. I'll be right back. Give me one second. Yeah. That's what happens all the time when I try to do anything else. When I try to do anything else at all, that is exactly what happens all the time. So, see if we can get back on. All right, guys, I am back. Does it sound any better? I swear to God. I am getting a new computer and I'm paying for, I'm getting one with so much balls behind it that my computer is never going to get bogged down again. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a lot of RAM that I've never, ever even will use because I will make sure that my computer, I will be able to have so many windows open when I'm doing my show. I'll be able to do all types of stuff. Here, let me see. Because I can't even play, I can't even share the screen. But I promise you this week, we're going to go, Holly Hester, she claims she was a prophet. She went to a African-American church, black church, and she was pushing this anointment oil that she was blessing all the black congregation with this oil. And then she was trying to sell it all and stuff. I mean, that's what she seemed like. She was just trying to push this anointment oil, which is probably just olive oil or fucking Crisco melted down, whatever it may be. I got that. And then I got her demo reel. I got her sizzle reel for her acting. So I'm definitely going to get into that. Let me see if I can play this this final story that I was playing. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, the fake ADHD. Let me get back into that. And then I'm going to get out of here, guys. And Holly, you really made an
1,000 in an hour.
Really messed up
plus
there, Holly.
Fentanyl crack announced it now.
When authorities arrested Rodas, he led them here to his parents' house on Diamond Hill Road.
Idiot. This is a drug dealer that wanted to be caught.
A locked room in the basement. That's where they found the drugs.
The message from the feds is that the situation is about more than any one case, with a warning for those buying pills somewhere other than a pharmacy.
The odds are that it's not what you think. And if whatever you get is laced with fentanyl, that pill may be the last thing you take.
Hey, serious question. If I'm not doing the drugs, I'm not selling the drugs, Could I offer a service? Because I've seen a lot of fake pills, and I've never, ever let a fake pill get past me. Could I get in trouble for offering my services to identify people's fake pills? Matter of fact, I'm kind of doing a service, right? Hire me. But then I'd probably get sued. I probably could get sued if I really did mess up. But, like, criminally, I don't think I'd get in trouble, right? If one of my, you know, they wanted to hire, hey, is this Tuttle's Fake Pill Depot? I'm like, yeah, well, how can I help you? And I don't even have to be in the area of the drug. I can just do a Zoom. They don't even have to show their face or anything. I'd be like, all right, zoom in a little bit more. Okay, let me see. Yeah, those numbers don't look right. They don't look right at all. The font is off, the coloring. I would suggest you don't take that. I don't see how I could get in trouble for that, right? But I could charge that. I think that's a service that everybody would want. Probably shouldn't have given that good idea away.
Mexican cartels are producing meth and fentanyl in record amounts down in these jungles and laboratories down in Mexico, and they're flooding the U.S. market here. So this meth came out of...
Fozzie says you could sell Tuttle placebos.
The overdose epidemic has and does, to this day, wreak devastation on all of our communities across every demographic.
The feds are seeking at least 10 years in prison as part of Rodas's plea deal. Brian Crandall, NBC 10 News.
All right, so I'm going to end with this. I got to... be careful and everything. But Holly, if you would like to reschedule your interview, you can't. I'll give you a chance. But you got to be open and honest with me. You do. Because if you don't, this is not a threat. This is not a physical threat. I'm just going to exercise my First Amendment right. Because I found some good video clips that are... I can play on YouTube. I can play on Twitch. There's no nudity. There is no crimes being committed in them. Nothing at all. But I would like, if you're not going to be a person of your word, I mean, you are a Christian, right? Save me. If you think I'm being such a bad person, save me. Prostatize. Anoint me. With that oil. I'll buy some of that oil. I'll let you talk about the oil, whatever it is. But you need to call in or reschedule with my producer, Vulture, because if not, then I didn't prepare for an interview for nothing. So I'm going to play the video clips that I had already found. So, Holly, let's reset, Holly. Let's reset. You can come on the show. I'll do a great interview. I'll promote anything you want me to promote. I really don't care. I will promote anything, Holly. But I don't like people that think that their time is more important than mine. It's not. All of our times are important, and I prepare for a show. Luckily, I'm a pro, and I just moved on, and I worked on it. I did my show, got my stories. I thought it was pretty good, but Holly, reschedule. Or, you know, then I can say what I want to say about Holly, not slanderous or anything, but I'll be able to get on and form my own opinion, give my opinion on Holly. On these videos. So, Holly, you probably need to come on, Holly, because if you do, you can defend yourself, and I'll be fair and balanced, just like I was Fox News. Call me Fair Fox Tucker. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.